B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy foggy morning. Be careful out there if you're coming, especially from South Charlotte.
I couldn't see the city. It was hidden.
Yeah, it was real foggy down in the South Charlotte area.
It's getting a little better.
It's getting a little better right now, but you know the rules. Don't use your high beams in the fog.
Unless you want to make a cool light show, turn them on and off, on and off, on and off.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
All right, never mind what I said. Go with the light show.
Okay.
How is everybody doing, Loren? How are you doing?
I'm good.
What'd you do yesterday?
I had a big day.
Oh, good.
First of all, I was trying to get rid of this armoire. I think I'm saying that right. Out of my garage, and I tried to sell it for like, I don't know, 4 months, and it's just taking up space. So finally, I was like, free to good home. Somebody come and get this thing. But every one of the 300 inquiries that I got, I said, hey, you're going to need two guys and a truck to move this thing. It's like 96 inches long, and it's really heavy. It's like a good piece of furniture. So this one girl goes, okay, I'm going to come get it. She shows up with the littlest rinky-dink truck, number one. And her boyfriend.
Man.
And I'm like, and the guy's looking at me like, are you going to help me? And I'm like, sorry, man, I got a bad back.
Yeah.
So I like gave him a moving blanket, went inside, and I'm like, these guys are going to break this thing. Hmm. I don't know how they got it into the truck. It took them like 45 minutes.
Did they finally get it?
Yeah, but I mean, it was a mess. Like, I was like, they're going to break this thing, and then they're going to try to leave it here. I'm going to have an altercation with someone.
Oh, God.
But it was fine. They eventually did get it into the truck. And then I pulled my credit report yesterday, because I told you my credit's been taking a hit because somebody stole my identity.
Yep.
And I went back and found out that somebody, whoever has my identity, who has had it since March of this year, and has tried 19 times to open a Discover and a Capital One card.
Oh, wow.
19 times.
19 times. I
and
have
every
all the
time
dates.
Someone tries, don't they run your credit? So that's 19 dings.
Yeah.
Ugh, good thing you're married to Dal. Nobody wanted to marry you. You can't marry somebody with bad credit.
I know. And it's, I mean, like, I'm really taking a hit over this.
Wow.
Well, that's what I've learned on this show is that people will not marry someone with bad credit. We always say, what's a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Got to have a job.
See,
don't smoke.
That's not fair.
Good credit.
That is not fair.
It's not fair to people who had their identity stolen.
Yeah. So that's an explanation for the third date, I guess.
I guess so. It's not like I, like, ran my credit up and then was like, eh,
so what are they doing? Are they working with you? Are you getting your identity back slowly, piece by piece?
Kind of. So when I called Discover yesterday, they're like, well, there's nothing we can really do in our system. And I was like, well, can't you just block my name and say, like, hey, do not give this girl credit? And he's like, yeah, you got to call the credit bureau for that. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
You got to call the three bureaus and they have to remove all those dings. I've been there, Loren. Yeah. It's a pain.
It's crazy because Uncle Giuseppe, when he called in last week stating that he was the one that stole your credit, he never said that he opened up a Discover or a Capital One card.
Yeah, well, Uncle Giuseppe's about to get some boots to the teeth.
Ooh. Herb job for Uncle Giuseppe? I went to the Harris Teeter yesterday. They built a new one out in Ballantyne, and I love it. And the manager there is a fan of the show. And so Ruby, he came over and he was talking to me because last week I'd mentioned that I felt like I had made the change in the deli section.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's like, I heard all that. I go, well, it's not your teeter. I wasn't talking about your teeter. And I really wasn't. The teeter I was talking about was a different location. And he's like, I was just dying laughing because everything you said is so true about how slow they are at the deli counter and how, you know, careful they have to be and how much people love the new pickup area where you just go in, pick up your turkey, your ham and your cheese and you're on your, you know, you're on the roll. But I wanted to make it clear to him yesterday that I wasn't talking about him and his teeter.
So you like,
yeah, there was like a weird, like a little, you know.
Listen, you're not the really slow one. It's a different one.
Yeah. He's like, so I heard the show last week about the deli counter. I go, not you, but yes, I feel like I'm responsible for the deli counter changing. And then he gave Ruby a balloon, and that was at 3:30, and my daughter played with the balloon until 7, and it was so cute. I didn't get video, but every time she looked at it, she giggled.
Aww.
Like for 4 hours.
Aww, okay.
So.
My day in 30 seconds, Statesville. I went to Statesville to pick up my mom. So she's in town. She's in town for the holidays and to help me move. I have a whole big moving to do this week.
We do have a schedule that we need to talk about eventually.
I do.
You create a schedule for your moving, and it's actually, producer Nicole thinks it's so funny. Nicole, where have you attached that schedule for everyone to see? Roy's moving schedule.
It's literally right in front of you.
Yep.
It's on the
wall. No, I was setting you up to say, oh, I attached it on the wall.
Yeah, showbiz.
Yeah, showbiz, baby.
Yeah, it's right there on the wall.
Because listeners can't see it.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, hey, Nicole, you love it so much. Where'd you put it? And then you come on the radio and you go, oh, my God, on the wall.
It's a full itinerary.
We had a whole thing planned and it didn't work.
I was setting her up to take credit because I think it's funny that she attached it to the wall. And instead she goes, you idiot, it's right in front of you. I know that. But the thousands that are listening don't. Anyway, every time Nicole walks in and out of the studio, she sees the paper.
And she does a check-in with Roy.
And she does a check-in with Roy.
And I'm on schedule, even though that schedule is now very outdated. You know, like on TV shows when they have script revisions? And they change, like, everyone's script 8 times. That's how I feel with this schedule. We've had, like, 9 script revisions.
That's funny.
No, but I picked up my mom yesterday and just been busy with that.
Good. Bring Cindy in one morning. We love having her here.
I would much prefer her to be at my home helping me pack.
Oh, come on. Your mom needs a break.
Okay.
Hey, my brother Vinny's coming in Thursday, and you better believe I'm bringing him in here Friday. I'm waking him up.
Good.
And I'm putting him to work.
We love your brother Vin. I like when Cindy came into town and never drank before, and then by 12 noon, we had her drinking margaritas on Taco Tuesday.
Just a moment in the city.
All right, we got a ton to get to. Breaking news on our handcuff situation for tomorrow. It might not happen. We'll explain why. Plus, a suspect was busted in the craziest of ways. And if I was to be busted, it would probably be this way. We'll explain that coming up in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Tomorrow at 6:35, you two should be handcuffed together.
Maybe.
Well,
we got to discuss this coming up in about 10 minutes because the whole thing might be off, Lorraine. Did you hear the drama?
No.
Oh, there's drama.
And don't go anywhere for that because it may not be happening.
Did you see that story?
I swear I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, I know. You didn't have anything to do with it. Roy had everything to do with it. We'll talk about that coming up in 10 minutes. But, Roy, did you see that story about the guy that got busted?
I did. He got busted because he was hiding from the police. After committing a felony, the police were on looking out for him with canine dogs. A big manhunt was underway. They found him because he farted while he was in the woods. Which alerted the dogs, and then they immediately arrested him.
Why are you pointing at me, Lorraine?
Because that would totally be you. I swear, I'm like, Manny, you need to go see a doctor. I'm like, your gas is abnormal.
Hey, I'll tell you what my dad tells me, and like told me growing up. It's a natural, that's natural. Your body's flushing out the toxins.
It better out than in.
I guess so.
Exactly.
But not for everybody else in the room when we're stuck in a soundproof studio that doesn't get a whole lot of circulation.
Well, a lot of times when I have gas, it really doesn't stink. It's just the release of air. Because I don't eat right. I take in big grasps of air, big gasps. I'm like,
you think that's why you fart?
I think so. Absolutely. I think it fills up my body with gas, oxygen, and I let it out. That could be too. There might be something to that as well, Lorraine.
Isn't it fair to say that you're not swallowing your air, you're breathing out your air?
Yeah, but it comes in, it goes into my diaphragm, and then I digest it.
That's why they swallow air when they chew gum, and that gives them gas.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a whole new world for me.
Shh, shh, shut up, shut up, shut up. Here comes the dogs.
Yeah.
Dude, stop talking.
What was that? It's the police. Show yourself.
I shouldn't have went to Taco Bell for lunch. Damn it. Oh, my God.
Just an enormous explosion. Get him.
Lauren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Oh, Kylie Jenner, she sold a stake of her Kylie's cosmetics. And wait until you hear how much she sold it for. This is an unhuman amount. I'll tell you, coming up in the dirty in less than three.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So there's a reason Kylie Jenner is a quote-unquote self-made billionaire. She moves money when she can. And she just sold a stake, a 51% stake of her company to Coty. And these are the people behind CoverGirl, Tiffany & Co., among some other really big names, too. She sold it for a cool $600 million. Yes. She did release a statement, though, saying that she looks forward to continuing the creativity and integrity of each collection that the consumers have grown to love. And this will allow her to focus on the creation and development of each product to have somebody, you know, run the behind the scenes.
I was watching her dad on a show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which used to air in the U.S. Now it airs in Australia. So it's like an Australian show, but Caitlyn was in this box trying to get out of it, and every second, like, thousands of roaches were filling up the box.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Caitlyn's doing that right now in Australia.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, she just got some good news. NBC has renewed the Kelly Clarkson show for season two.
Good.
Yeah. It's gotten great ratings.
Yeah,
and
baby!
Woo! She shared the news on social media.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it is a great show.
She's awesome.
And it's finally over, people. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson could be on the outs. That's word on the street.
They were just in love last week with pictures of them all over each other.
Thank God this is over. Like, talk about a social climbing situation. But they've decided together to take a step back from their whirlwind romance, and she's finally going to take some time for herself, which I think is a good idea after coming out of a marriage. And then you have, you know, two, like, really big profile relationships back to back this summer. So my boyfriend Liam, however, is still dating somebody quietly.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
All right. We're going to discuss tomorrow at 6:35-ish. We're supposed to be getting into handcuffs, Lauren, as part of our payoff for our high school football bets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the handcuffs are missing, and we don't know if this is going to happen now.
Did you steal them?
No, I didn't. I swear. But we'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show tomorrow at this time. We should be having you two, Manny and Loren, handcuffed for 24 hours. However, there's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
What's the snag in the operation?
It's not good. The whole thing might not even happen.
I'm certain that it will happen, but, well, the handcuffs accidentally got delivered to the wrong apartment number in my apartment.
So Roy ordered the handcuffs, and they got shipped to the apartment. And
by the way, they're like pink furry handcuffs, so I can't wait for whoever opens this. That's the most embarrassing thing to open, number one. And then when you realize that it's not yours, and you're like, what's this guy into?
Well, my fear is that once you open the box, if he does open the box or she opens the box, she's going to find the delicious, fun handcuffs inside, and we're not going to get that back.
Like, they're going to want to keep it?
Yes. Everybody likes a pair of handcuffs.
I don't know how many people's in the market for furry handcuffs.
So listen, let me get this straight, though. So it was at the front desk, and then somebody accidentally took the wrong box?
From my understanding,
but
yeah.
It's still, the box has your name on it.
Yeah, but that happens all, that's easy to happen. I mean, when you have 50 boxes and they all look the same.
Right. So do we know who took them?
Yeah.
We do know who took it.
Oh, yeah, because the apartment complex logs who takes what when.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. So at least we could track it down.
Yep.
Okay.
We just got to get this person to give our pink fluffy handcuffs back.
We want our fluffy handcuffs back.
And we need them by tomorrow. Don't ask.
I can only think that maybe another local radio station is trying to undermine this fantastic segment, Lorraine, and stole our handcuffs.
They're sabotaging us. Well, you know, I did run into another morning show host at my apartment complex one morning.
Yeah, is it Riggins?
No, it wasn't Riggins.
Okay.
Yeah, but he
works at the competitor.
Yeah. But who knows?
Mm. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling 24 hours before the handcuffing begins?
I'm feeling great now that they're missing.
I have reason to believe Loren's the one that stole the handcuffs.
Was not me.
Yeah, she paid her front desk people 50 to hide it.
Need you to make these things disappear, huh?
Amanda goes, is that stupid thing still happening tomorrow?
Yeah, it's happening.
I told you, Dallas is like leaving town. He's like, I don't even want to be part of it.
Smart move. Smart move. And then, like, I was doing like little things this morning, like making coffee. And I thought to myself, tomorrow at this time, we're staying at my house tonight. So, like, you'll be making coffee with me. Like, we're going to handcuff each other right away. Like, after I get out of the bathroom. We'll have to I'll let you shower and get ready and stuff without handcuffing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that you can have. You get 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
It's like the military. And then we'll do the handcuffing in here, and then we'll go do something, like, on the air tomorrow.
Imagine, by the way, if I lost and you had to be handcuffed to me, I'm moving this week. You'd be stuck with me trying to put my boxes together, moving.
Awful. Just awful.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's happening tomorrow, hopefully. When will we know when the handcuffs are found?
They said hopefully this morning. This was a big hunt yesterday, and so I think it would all be wrapped up this morning.
704 texted in and said, I'm a police officer. I have an extra pair you could borrow, but you'll have to clean them. Yes, sir, ma'am, but are your handcuffs pink and fluffy?
Are they going to hurt?
Our handcuffs have a little leeway. We're not, you know, wrist cuffed together.
You guys, we've got to go buy like a 2 foot chain or 1 foot chain.
Why do you think that police officer said we need to clean them?
Probably because bad guys are sometimes dirty. You don't want to get their grimy germs on your wrists.
Imagine how many cuffs those things have been on.
Yeah. And then I guess if you wear handcuffs for a long time, it probably can cut your skin.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably don't want that. You don't want someone's, like, cut DNA on you.
704 said, just go on Adam and Eve and buy another pair. They always have them. Well, we have the store literally
right across
about
the street.
14 feet from us.
We're the number one shoppers. We walk in, they're like, oh, Manny Roy and the Rand, come on in.
I remember when they just opened, I went in with one of our sales reps, wanted to see if they wanted to advertise with us, you know? And they had just opened, like literally. So there was this older gentleman who was doing some electrical work inside, and then there was somebody shopping. And the person shopping had some legit questions and concerns about a particular toy they were buying. And the person behind the counter was answering and talking so freely that the older gentleman doing the work inside goes, I'm just going to go wait outside. Just come out and sign this.
Oh, my God.
Why is he so
he was frazzled, dude, because he was like, I need you to sign off on this.
Oh.
And then the customer came up and she's like, exactly how do you use this and what ways can you use it? And the woman working the place, that's like a car dealership to her.
Never missed a beat, I'm
she's
sure.
like, here's how you do it. Yeah. You can see the book. And the guy's like, I'll just go outside.
Oh, poor guy probably has a really boring bed life.
Oh, man. I mean, he was an older gentleman, but. We've been sitting on this for a while, this idea. We want to move on and do something called, we want to give you our 2 cents. You know, we do unqualified advice with Roy, but we were laughing at somebody the other day who was like, well, my 2 cents is, and then, I don't know, we just want you to call in and tell us, what's going on in your life today? What kind of advice do you need? Why do you need advice from us? And we're just going to, each one of us will drop our 2 cents.
Sure.
And then, but you have to say.
That's just my 2 cents.
Let me give you my 2 cents, or that's just my 2 cents.
What about a penny for your thoughts?
That's a different segment for another day, Roy. Come on.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Let's help each other out. 704-570-9595. Everyone's dealing with something. Everyone has a story. Something's always going on with someone.
Yeah.
And maybe we can help.
Not one person called in for this segment.
Really? I mean, there's got to be stuff going on in everyone's lives. Roy's moving. I'm dealing with somebody who's stolen my identity.
Right. And we want to just do a segment called, we want to give you our 2 cents.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off our advice by saying, well, let me give you my 2 cents. And then we're going to finish it by saying, and that's my 2 cents. Here's the problem. We don't have anyone that wants our 2 cents, y'all. And to be honest with you, producer Nicole is in there laughing because she thinks this segment's a disaster anyway. So to prove her wrong, MRL show fam, the people that have been with us from the beginning.
Yep.
prove to us and prove to producer Nicole that this segment will work and it will be funny.
Unless it truly sucks, then don't, I mean, then don't call.
704-570-9595. We'd love to give you our 2 cents. I'm going to get these phones before producer Nicole hangs up on them.
This is Kiss 95.1 with Demaney Roy and the Red Morning Show. You're live. Who's this?
Ben.
Hey, Ben, can you turn your radio off and talk to us through your phone? Because we're in the future. Okay. Hi, Ben. So we want to give you your 2 cents. What's going on?
No, our 2 cents.
We want to give you our 2 cents. What's going on?
I probably failed a math test.
Oh, okay. And you, what, you don't want to tell your parents?
No, they know, probably. Our teacher has been out on maternity leave, so we're kind of being self-taught at the moment.
Oh.
What grade are you in, Ben?
11.
But let me give you my 2 cents here. 11th grade is a grade where you can fail and avoid ruining your college career and your professional career. My 2 cents would be, don't take it too hard. You'll get the next one, bud.
Well, I don't know if that's a good 2 cents.
I've got my 2 cents.
Okay.
Give Ben your 2 cents.
All right. My 2 cents is that everything in life is negotiable. No. And I think you should go to your teacher and explain that you've been self-taught because she's out on maternity leave.
Oh, like it's her fault that she had a baby. That's good.
No. I'm not saying it's her fault. I just think that you should maybe have some extra time and maybe a big study group or group testing. Everything is negotiable in life.
I like that. So far, you and I have given 2 cents. Roy's given 10.
Ben, I would hand the 4 pennies back. This is awful advice. Just study more. That's how you handle this. Just study.
Anonymous in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We want to give you our 2 cents. Go ahead. Tell Roy. He'll be up first.
All right. I currently have a really good job here in Charlotte. I started a new relationship 9 months ago. And recently, a friend of mine that I grew up with in South Florida is approaching me about a startup business that they're starting, and it has a lot of potential. It's just going from a steady paycheck every week to a startup business where I'm.
Yeah, it's a little hard to do a startup business where you don't get a paycheck on the 5th and the 20th or the 1st and 15th, mm-hmm. whatever you do.
Is it now, before you jump into it, is it a pyramid scheme?
No, it's basically just a huge app that they want to create an application for, like, good things going on around in the world and go film around the world for it.
Mm. What's your 2 cents, Roy Boy?
My 2 cents is that maybe you should try to do both because apps and startups, they sometimes don't take off. So, you know, unless you have a lot of working capital built up where you can maybe afford to not, you know, make money, I would do both.
Anonymous, I also would say make sure you leave whatever company you're at on good terms. This way,
because you'll be back.
You could go back to them. And that's our 2 cents. There's a couple more people on hold. Someone's going through identity theft as well. Donald wants our 2 cents. Okay. And Anonymous in Waxhaw has a son that's transitioning, and she wants our 2 cents. So here's what we'll do. We'll record these, and we'll put them up on the Rap Party podcast. We'll give our 2 cents, and you can go listen to that.
Okay.
It's where it should have been anyway, from the start, on the Rap Party podcast. Up next, producer Nicole's got an update about her best friend that she hasn't spoken to since August. You guys remember we talked about this on the air? Back in August, the last time she talked to her was when we talked about it on the air, and she's got an update for us. We'll get to that coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Any updates on the missing handcuffs, Roy?
Not as of yet.
Okay, keep us informed. If you didn't hear 6:35 this morning, Loren and I are supposed to be handcuffed to each other tomorrow morning at 6:35. But at 6:35 this morning, we broke the news that the handcuffs have gone to the wrong apartment.
Yes, which is a fun surprise for them. That's a pink fluffy handcuff that they're opening a package.
They may not want to give it back.
So once we get a hold of the handcuffs, we'll have all the details. But make sure you're listening tomorrow morning if you can. We're going to be handcuffed together, Loren and I, as part of our high school football picks. We were the two worst records. So our punishment is to be handcuffed together.
Okay, producer Nicole.
You're welcome, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Producer Nicole, this was back in the middle of summer. You told us about how your friendship was just in turmoil.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's probably been over the past year. You know, my best friend has been in a relationship for, gosh, I don't know, maybe going on 2.5 years.
Okay.
And some stuff went down last January, and it hasn't really made a recovery from that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then she got engaged, and that's what kind of set it off, is that she got engaged, and to me, I always pictured that moment to be really exciting, really involved with friends and family, and it was the complete opposite.
And this was your ride or die.
Yeah, going. There's like a few of us in our friend group, but her and I had been best friends for close to 10 years, and then her and her other best friend even longer, maybe 13 years. And it's not like, here's the thing, is I'm very aware that there are some things that might be a me problem,
mm-hmm.
But it's not just happening with me. It's happened with everybody. So
she kind of pulled that high school move where she found a new girl and she dropped everyone.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So in August, the last time we talked to you, you hadn't heard from her. You sent that text message. Now you have an update for us.
The update is that I texted both her and the fiance.
What made you decide to reach out to them again?
I've been really trying to, in the past year, I've really been on this self-discovery kick, like being able to admit to things that you've done wrong, be able to own up to it, see other people's sides, really evaluate that point, because I believe there's no growth without knowing what you've done wrong. So I was reading some, I don't know, probably some self-help book, and it was just talking about how we have so much toxicity in our lives that we just let linger, and we don't realize how subconsciously we think of things that bother us, even if it doesn't bother us on a day-to-day. Like, even me thinking about her in that situation.
You're carrying it around.
I'm carrying it around, and that's like this dead weight that is hurting me, when in the other scope of things, like, she doesn't care.
So in order to get rid of the dead weight, you sent this text message. And what did the text message say?
Well, which one do you want to hear first?
Let's hear what you sent to the girlfriend first before your friend.
Okay. I said, hey, I just wanted to take a second to apologize to you for any drama or harm I caused you and your relationship. I apologize for whatever I contributed to where we are now. And I wanted to say congrats to you and my best friend, and I wish you guys nothing but happiness.
Oh, that's nice, because that's nice. You weren't very supportive, and that's a nice bridge that you created there.
Yeah, so I did that for me. Now, mind you, this is besides the point. She's double my age, and she could have been a bigger person, but here I am.
I'm double your age. Am I ever the bigger person?
No.
Okay.
All right, so what about the text that you sent to your friend now, your friend of 10 years who you haven't spoken with in months?
I said, hey, want to wish you the best. It's almost been a year, and you've done absolutely nothing to fix any friendship you... Oh, God, someone's texting me about it. It's been almost a year, and you've done absolutely nothing to fix any friendship you have.
Oh, my gosh.
I like how she built the bridge, and now she's burning
it. Yeah, it was like, I'll give you the olive branch, but I'm going to light it on fire.
I grab it.
Go on.
I hold no ill will towards you, and I wish you and her the best. My therapist talks a lot about forgiveness and about owning up to the mistakes you yourself make, even when your mind tells you you haven't made any at all. So I'm sorry for what I contributed, and I'm sorry for any drama that I caused you in your relationship, and furthermore, I hope you forgive me for it. You've made it very clear I'm not a priority to you, and that's totally fine, but I also hope you don't take it personal when I give up.
Oh.
Because I don't know what else to do. Like I said, I wish you guys nothing but happiness ever after. And from the bottom of my heart, I am happy that you're happy.
Oh, okay.
And what'd she say back?
Nothing. What? Nothing. And this chick's looking at my Instagram stories. Get off Instagram and text me back.
So radio silence from both of them?
Yeah.
What, can we block them?
Yeah, let's unfriend them on Facebook.
No, I'm not petty. You guys may be petty. I'm not petty.
That's not petty. That's just putting an end to it.
I'd be like, hey, until you respond to my text, you can't see my life.
I'm
can't see my story.
I think
can't
a lot
you
of people
just hide it from those people.
Yeah,
a lot of people listening are probably in the same situation as you, Nicole, where they like have a friend of a long period of time, and then for one reason or another, they're no longer friends, and you just kind of linger with those thoughts. So I think that's good that you kind of maybe sent a little path for people who.
Yeah, I mean, it can be like, it doesn't even have to be a friendship. I mean, there's family members, there's friends, mm-hmm. there's relationships, there's a lot of things in people's lives that we hold on to. So if there's something that makes you not feel nice about yourself, get rid of it. Like, we're about to start a new decade. Like, do things that's better for yourself. Don't hurt yourself to make someone else happy.
But is this done for you now? Like, do you have the closure, or to get the closure, you'll need her to respond?
No, I have my closure, and if she reaches out, wants to fix things, 100%, but the ball's in her court.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Keep us updated.
You all grown up.
Still to come.
All right, Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So Jennifer Lopez, she's getting an honor that is typically reserved for men. And some people aren't happy about it. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty in less than 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Jennifer Lopez, she is getting an honor that some people are not happy with. And I think this is actually a cool honor.
No.
Jennifer Lopez has been named one of GQ magazine's Men of the Year, alongside Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Tyler, the Creator, and others. She will be featured on one of the covers of the December issue, and it's accompanied by an interview where she touches several different topics, including her relationship with Alex Rodriguez, and whether money turns her on or not.
So back up. She's on GQ's, she's a GQ Man of the Year, mm-hmm. and is she the first woman to win that honor? Is that why people are going crazy?
I'm not sure she's the first woman to win the award,
okay.
but people are like, they think it's some people, I shouldn't say people.
Right.
There's a small group of closed-minded people out there that think that award, because it says Man of the Year, should be reserved for men.
Oh, well, listen, I've heard her stories from the Bronx. She's more manlier than me.
Amen, sister.
I didn't put it in, if that's what you're asking.
Well, listen, if you're going to be Man of the Year, I got to teach you something.
That's a great story.
She says she's excited by control, but money doesn't hurt either.
And by the way, they're not going to change it to Person of the Year. Their title is Man of the Year. And if you want to put a woman in the Man of the Year category, go for it. Come on.
I know a lot of women that have more cojones than men do.
Yep.
Roll your garbage can in after the garbage men come. How about that? That's more important. That's what people should be concerned about. Right, Roy? Is there nothing more annoying than your neighbors leaving your garbage cans out all day after the garbage has been picked up? You got like a 2-day rule at most.
This feels weirdly personal.
I know. What? I feel like you're taking a jab at me specifically.
Or like, is there something going on in your neighborhood?
No. I'm just saying people need to move their energy somewhere else.
Okay. It looks like Taylor Swift's decision to go public with her battle with Scooter Braun and Big Machine not letting her perform a medley of songs at Sunday's American Music Awards has gone in her favor. She has now been given permission to do so.
Good.
Yeah, the two sides, they've reached an agreement, and she'll be able to perform now. Kanye West just purchased another massive property in Wyoming. He just can't get enough of that Wyoming land. He just purchased a $14 million estate called Bighorn Mountain Ranch.
That's cool.
It features, obviously, mountains, rolling hills, canyons, bluffs, which I don't know what a bluff is. Do you know what a bluff is?
No, that sounds like some Western thing.
wildlife and the best trout fishing in the state.
I'm pretty sure Memphis was built on a bluff, and I live in Memphis, and it's like it's because like where the Mississippi came, it carved out a wall. And
more
they call
like
that
canyon?
The bluff, kind of like a canyon, yeah.
Right. I bet Kanye is just shocked. Like, for $14 million, he gets, like, a, you know, small little lot of land in L.A., but, like, for $14 million, he pretty much just bought the state of Wyoming.
Right. It's the whole city. Ed Sheeran might be on a musical break, but apparently he's still making time to perform. Over the weekend, he performed at Gordon Ramsay's daughter's 18th birthday bash. And while he reportedly gets a cool $650 $1,000 to perform private events. He's friends with the family, so there's no word if he actually got paid for this performance.
His Gordon Ramsay's daughter just joined TikTok. I followed her.
Oh, really? Yep. You're big on TikTok now. What's our TikTok for the show?
At the MRL show.
There you go. Easy as that. Yep. That's your dirty.
We're guaranteed to not post anything funny. Oh,
we'll
on
try.
Our TikTok.
We'll try. Let's play Can't Be Lorenz. 704-570-9595. 13 wins is what she has. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Victoria from Concord. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Yay.
Are you by yourself in the car?
No, I have my 6-year-old daughter with me.
All right, what's your daughter's name?
Lillian.
All right. Playing against Lillian and Victoria.
Buddy,
let's do this.
Do you need to go outside, Roy, because you're having a sneeze attack?
I just like my fifth sneeze.
Yeah.
I know. He tries to get away from the mic, but it still picks it up. All right. Throw her out of the studio, Victoria.
All right, Lorenz, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Okay, Lorenz is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is... She can no longer hear the questions.
Are you good?
I think I'm fine.
All right. This Jenner, who started Kylie Cosmetics, sold 51% stake of the company for $600 million. Which Jenner are we talking about?
Kylie Jenner.
And J-Lo is featured on one of the covers of GQ's magazine's December issue. She was named GQ's Man of the Year alongside Robert De Niro and Tyler, the Creator. She talks about several topics, including her relationship with whom?
Alex Rodriguez.
Reports say Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson have split while Miley's ex-husband is enjoying a low-key romance with his new girlfriend. Who is Miley's ex-husband?
Liam Hemsworth.
Gwen Stefani is set to reissue her debut solo album. That's pretty cool. Before she was a solo artist, she was the lead of what group?
No Doubt.
Taylor Swift is officially cleared to perform all of her hits at the AMAs this Sunday. She's been having a back and forth with what manager, who's also Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Demi Lovato's manager? What's his name? Three?
Zed. DJ Zed.
Okay, come on in, Lorenz.
How'd they do?
I mean, Tori got four correct.
Okay.
For every right one, instead of ringing the right button, I'm going to ring Roy's sneeze. Will be your sound for every right answer, okay?
Yeah.
Question one. This Jenner, who started Kylie Cosmetics, sold 51% stake of the company for $600 million. Which Jenner is that?
Kylie.
That is correct. It's 1-1.
J-Lo is featured on one of the covers of GQ magazine. She was also named GQ's Man of the Year alongside Robert De Niro and Tyler, the Creator. She talks about a lot of top topics, including her relationship with whom?
Fiance, Alex Rodriguez.
That is correct. It's 2-2.
Reports say Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson have split, while Miley's ex-husband is enjoying a low-key romance with his new girlfriend. Who is Miley's ex?
Liam Hemsworth.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
Remember, every right one, you get a sneeze.
Okay, perfect.
Gwen Stefani is set to reissue her debut solo album. Before she was a solo artist, she was the lead of what band?
No Doubt.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
And T-Swift is officially cleared to perform all of her hits at the AMAs this Sunday. She's been having a back and forth with what manager, who also managed the Biebs and Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato?
Scooter Braun.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Victoria got that one incorrect. Final score. 5-4, Lorenz. You have 14 wins.
You struggled, though, Lorenz, with the Alex Rodriguez one, and I wonder about that. That's your girl.
That is my girl, but I almost said husband, so I had to pull myself back.
Okay.
Yeah. Victoria, Lillian, not quite a win. That one gotcha. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
We're Victoria and Lillian, and we can't beat Lorenz.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Sneezy Roy says bye, too.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
By the way, hats off to you for being a true professional and making it through that segment. Ooh. Normally, it's 15 sneezes in a row.
I know.
He only did 5.
I don't know what happened.
When will the 10 come? Stay tuned to find out. We got to get to War of the Roses, though. It's a brand new one, you guys. Savannah wanted to see if Josh is messing around on her after dating for like a year and a half. When she walks into the room, he hides his cell phone and behaves weirdly, but something else weirder happens, and it's his reaction when he finds out he's on War of the Roses. You guys have to hear this. It's brand new, and it's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Savannah, you sent us a message and you said that you think Josh is cheating on you after a year and a half of dating.
Yes. We've been together for like a year and a half and everything seems pretty normal, but for the past month, I'd say, he's declined certain furniture with me. So, I don't know. That gets me thinking, like, he's got to be getting it somewhere else. I mean, like, you know, you don't go up like a month. I think we're almost on 2 months.
Because I know certain people's schedules are difficult.
Isn't it, isn't it like no, you know what, November too for some people?
Oh, yeah, like people aren't moving furniture in November specifically.
Yeah. But what about October? I don't know. I mean, I could get that, but at least talk to me about it. The other thing that's kind of been getting me is like, I'll walk into a room and he's like, hides his phone or like, or, you know, kind of like that, like jump, like, oh, I caught him doing something. And then he's like all casual, like, no, we're cool. Like, and, it just seems weak. I don't know.
Yeah. But you know what? We joke about it, but you women like always have that, you know, stigma where you're like, oh, I have a headache or I'm tired.
Yeah.
And it's okay for women. But if a guy says he doesn't want to move furniture, then he's cheating. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird thing, but let's find out.
Okay.
We're going to call him up. We're going to offer him a romantic gift package that includes roses. So don't say anything until we find out who he sends them to. And if it's not to you, especially, let us get as much info out of him as we can, okay?
I'm going to dial him up. Here we go.
All right, Savannah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Josh, please.
This is him. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, Josh. My name is Gloria. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. It's a grassroots marketing campaign that we do every month where we give away $100 in beautiful free red roses in exchange for you telling someone about our services.
Are you kidding with me?
No.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
Awesome. So do you have someone you'd be interested in sending free roses to?
Make it out to Paige.
Okay, so you want to send these to Paige. I have a card to go with Paige's flowers. What would you like to put on that?
I'm not really good at this kind of thing. What would you want a card that you received to say?
I mean, I guess something from the heart. Do you guys...
can you write something from the heart?
Have a little inside joke or
just say from the heart.
How long have you guys been together?
That's a complex issue.
Okay. Well, we can
is Paige? Oh
hello?
My god.
Josh, that's Savannah on the phone, your girlfriend.
Josh, I you know what? I really thought, like, the chances of something going on weren't that high, but you...
Wait. I'm really confused right now.
You, Josh, you are on the phone with the Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses where we catch cheaters. You just sent romantic flowers to Paige.
No way, dude.
Yeah, yes.
No way. I listen to this show all the time.
Yeah, well, you're not on it for a good reason, Josh. Who's Paige?
Oh, my God, though. But no, oh, my God, I'm so stupid. I should have recognized. This is awesome. Don't you guys usually play this in the morning? It's like 2 in the afternoon. What are you doing calling me now?
Well, we have to record them in advance.
Hold on a second. None of this is even relevant. Savannah's on the other line and wants to know who Paige is.
I listen to the show all the time. It's like meeting a celebrity.
Okay, stop. Crazy. Stop. You're deflecting from the problem. You're cheating.
You know what, Savannah? I'll explain everything to you when we get home today. This is not at all what you think, but this is hilarious. I love this.
Wait, so are you saying
hilarious?
I asked how long you were with this person and... You said it's complicated.
It is complicated, but I'm not going to explain it to you on the radio right now. Although I love the show. I love what you guys do. You're great. But Savannah, we'll have to chat later. I got to get back to work, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, hon.
So bye. Super shady. No,
oh, he's gone.
Yeah, we just lost him.
Well,
what was that? By the way, if he's actually cheating, that's the best way anyone's ever gotten out of it.
Total big deflection.
Fan, goodbye.
He's not getting out of it.
I know.
He's not getting out of it. Oh, my God.
All right, Savannah, I'll tell you what. Will you update us and let us know what happened and who this other Paige woman is?
Do you know a Paige?
I don't. This is like, you know what? I mean, I was kind of thinking there was something there, but I was like, nah. And I just thought, oh, this will do this and everything will be cool. And I was not expecting.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
Look at that. Josh was a fan of the show. Well, thanks for coming on, Josh. War of the Roses. We usually bust men, but in less than 5 minutes, we're going to read an article about cheating women who reveal all.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we typically bust the guys on War of the Roses, but occasionally we bust some women, too.
And by the way, Loren, before you get to the article, let's just talk real quick about that war, because Savannah wanted to see if Josh was cheating on her. And Josh turned out to send the roses to what he said was a old girlfriend of his that he wanted to kind of let down easy. And he got into a whole thing, but he was a huge fan of the show, which is what was really odd.
Yeah.
And so people are texting in, like 205 says, I'm so confused. I have no idea what to think at this point.
I don't believe him.
Well, because my thing is, if he's such a big fan of the show, wouldn't he know the concept of War of the Roses? It's our biggest segment.
That's what 704 said. That guy's not a true fan. He would have recognized Loren's voice. Here's another one that says, I can answer the phone and I would recognize Loren's voice right away. Now, I will say,
I need to start changing my voice.
Well, he mentioned, he goes, why are you guys calling at 205? Because we record. I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, no, don't.
We're not live with War of the Roses in the morning.
It's a pre-recorded segment.
So I think that helps catching these guys off guard. Anyway, I wonder if he's listening this morning, if he's still a fan of us. Mm-hmm. this article, where did you get this? Where did these stats come from about women cheaters?
This is from Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that whole website.
The trusted name in cheating.
They found that the women were... So they talked to 2,000 women, and they were very open about their cheating. 64% of women on the site say that they feel sexually neglected in their primary relationships. And the average woman on the site says that their first affair happened 7 years into their marriage.
Seven-year itch.
Yep. I've heard about it.
That's a real thing. I just always thought people, it says insert year and then itch whenever they want a reason to do something.
Cheating women. That's weird. Cheating women report an average of 5.7 affairs throughout their marriage.
That's high.
It's really high. But how do you have 0.7? Like, you got halfway through and you decided you didn't want it anymore?
Like Roy said a while back, you wanted to know if his number included people that he didn't actually do all the way with.
Yeah. Those are two different digits.
So if you just made out with somebody, that's like 0.1 on the scale?
No, well, that'd be like a 0.02, I'd say.
Yeah, that's child's play.
Yeah.
that doesn't even blip on the radar. That is funny, though.
5.7 affairs in their marriage. Okay. 22% of cheating women say that they're happier in their marriage, and 29%...
Wait a minute. They're happier in their marriage because they're getting it two ways from two different people.
Yeah. 29% of them...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Say that it's resulted in better, more frequent moving furniture life with their spouse.
Wow.
What do you think about that as a woman?
I think this whole article is crazy.
But men always have the stigma. We bust more men on War of the Roses than we bust women. That's a fact.
Yeah. But like, I love my husband and I can barely handle him. Sometimes I do not need any other man in my life, honestly.
It's a lot of energy to cheat. It's a lot of work.
Oh, my God. But, like, why even get married, you know?
Because you didn't know at that point. And, by the way, a lot of people marry their high school sweetheart, and they haven't tested the water. Like, that's what we used to tell our digital producer, Aaron, who's marrying his high school and college sweetheart. We're like, dude, you know, you don't have the interest to check anyone else out.
He doesn't, by the way.
And that's fine. Good for him. They'll be happy, yeah. I'm sure.
So what are you saying? Like, he doesn't right now, but in 10 years he might?
Well, not exactly 10, 7.
The 7-year age.
And he might be one of the 5.7%.
Can I just come in here on my 7-year itch and let you guys know how I'm feeling?
Yep. Now, 254 texted in and said, as a private investigator, 80% of my cases are females cheating in the greater Charlotte area.
Whoa.
Well, 80% of our War of the Roses are men, we would say, private investigator, which is odd.
Hmm. I will say, though, like, we typically focus on, like, people dating.
Yeah,
so maybe
marriages.
That's why.
Yeah.
And the private investigator is probably focused on, like, relationships that are married.
Yep, for court cases and stuff.
Well, also, men have to hire someone to do their investigating for them, whereas women do their own investigating.
That is true.
You know that to be true. 704 texted in and said, did I miss the update from Savannah on War of the Roses? I'll tell you what, we will get an update from her tomorrow morning at 7:50, right where we normally play War. Savannah updates us. We recorded this War a while ago. We actually recorded her on Monday, yesterday. She gave us an update. So, yes, you'll hear that update tomorrow morning.
We definitely have a lot of question marks about who's cheating. Is he actually cheating? What happened?
I think he's cheating.
803 said, as someone who lost their boyfriend 2.5 years ago because I was, quote, not moving furniture enough with him, I think it's a lame excuse to cheat, but that was the number one excuse for women on that article.
And then not only that is it the number one excuse, but it makes moving furniture with the person you actually love even better, which is shocking.
It is shocking.
Well, the guy probably is all in after that, watching self-help videos and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't think any... And that's the other thing. You know, this article doesn't say, like, do these... Obviously, they're affairs, so their husbands don't know that this is going on behind their back.
Yeah. It's an interesting article, and I'll tell you what. We'll put it up at kiss951.com. It's Women Cheaters Tell All.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kylie Jenner, she is selling 51% stake in her company to Coty, who owns CoverGirl, Tiffany & Company, and a bunch of other really big brands. But she sold it for the low price of $600 million.
Wow.
That is crazy. She's a self-made billionaire. Well, quote-unquote self-made. And
she made a lot of her own money.
Yeah, she made her own money, but the only reason she's famous is thanks to her sister and her little tape.
Kendall?
Yeah. No.
No. Kim. The family.
I get it, but she went out. Kim didn't start that company.
No, well, but hey, that whole
Kylie
family
did.
Is only famous and making money because of Kim.
I mean, it's fair to say it's a lot of work to start the company and build the brand.
Thank you.
100%.
She already had an audience and a group of people that's willing to purchase it.
I think it's fair to say that she's very wildly successful and is a billionaire, but I don't know that it's necessarily fair to say that she is a self-made billionaire.
So what you're saying is that every Thanksgiving, they sit down and they toast Kim for that tape and giving them the success that they've garnished.
I'm pretty sure there's a shrine to Kim in somebody's house.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, she says that this partnership will allow her to continue the creative side of things and keep the integrity of the brand. She'll be able to work on creation and development of each product and not have to focus on the back workings of the business. Elizabeth Banks says that she's still proud of her movie Charlie's Angels, even though it didn't do very well at the box office. It was expected to bring in $12 to $15 million and only brought in $8.6.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
So she says that I'm still proud of Charlie's Angels, even though, you know, she joked it was a flop. But, you know, she's happy to have her name on it.
I'm sure I'll see when it comes out on HBO.
Yeah. Swifties are not happy with John Mayer and Shawn Mendes for making fun of her lyrics to Lover. And we've got some audio for you, which includes them singing a new rendition as well.
I get a little chuckle because she says, we can keep the Christmas lights up till January. And I go, you're insane. Everyone keeps their Christmas lights up till January. And I go, can you really? Because normally I take my Christmas lights down on December 29th.
That said, makes fun of Lover lyrics.
Yes. And the second one is them writing their own lyrics to the song.
We can keep the Christmas lights up till January. And then about January 5th, we'll take the lights down.
Okay.
That was on Mayer's Instagram live show, Current Mood.
All right. Swifties aren't happy with that.
Yeah,
you can't say anything bad about Taylor.
You really cannot. I mean, it's like the Bayhive.
Yeah, he's really, they're just joking about Christmas lights, and the Swifties are like, bah!
Yeah, and everybody really does keep their Christmas lights up until January.
Yeah, everyone does. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lorraine like?
Okay, can we all agree that we've been laying in bed at some point on our phones and have dropped the phone on our face?
Yes.
Or at least our chest, right? Well, I found an arm that connects to your bed, and it's flexible. You can move it all around. It's kind of like our microphone arms here in the studio. But your phone fits right into a nice little caddy, and instead of holding it over your face and possibly dropping it on yourself, now you can just throw it in this little caddy and have it at your disposal.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Great.
That's what Loren likes. There's something Loren doesn't like. She has to do it today, and she's freaking out about it. We'll tell you what that is coming up in 8 minutes. Kiss.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
It is a big day for our Lorette.
Big, scary day.
You've been complaining to me all morning that you have a massive headache.
I do. I have a headache. Like,
you feel woozy?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I keep thinking about the physical I have today and the blood that I have to have drawn.
You are deathly, absolutely 100% deathly afraid of needles.
Yeah, I hate them. And it's crazy because, like, I've had a baby. I've gone through the worst of it. I know it's not as bad as it is in my head. But in my head, it's still the scariest thing in the world.
So give everyone a little backstory because you are going for your physical.
Yeah.
But I know that you like a specific doctor's office.
Yeah.
Is it a specific nurse who actually administers it?
Yes.
I mean, that's not unheard of. But.
So my doctor has two different offices and I was trying to make, I didn't realize I was going to have the blood drawn when I made the appointment for the physical. So I made it at the other office. But I normally, anytime I ever have to get blood drawn, go to the office in South Charlotte because I like this one specific girl. She's here's the thing.
What do you like about her?
If you're going to draw my blood, you've got to use a butterfly needle. You've got to handle me with kid gloves. Like, you've got to be good with kids, basically.
But can you tell everyone that?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, you know, some people are like, yeah, okay, whatever. Don't look. And then who knows what gauge needle they're using on me, you know? But, like, I need to know and I need to trust that person because you only get to stick me one time, once. That's all you got. So if my veins are rolling, like, you better be at the top of your game to draw my blood or we're not doing it.
Damn, coach.
Yeah. And that's like, that's kind of the, I say the pep talk that I give everybody who draws my blood. But so, I'm like, listen, I'm really afraid you really only get one shot at this.
Do you lay down? Because you could pass out if you're sitting up.
I have laid down before. I typically stay seated and, like, obviously I have my arm out until I feel sick. And then I put my head over between my knees.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the person who you want to see today?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes. But it took me, like, I mean, a week of coaxing via email and then finally just going above that person and talking to the doctor.
So I don't love blood, like the sight of blood, which is why when we talked about me being a volunteer firefighter the other day and I said, like, I just can't do car wrecks because I don't like the sight of blood, especially if it's not even my own, like, ugh. Is it the needles that freaks you out or is it the actual fact that they're, cause for me, I'm okay with the needle, but what I don't like is sitting there watching them take vial after vial of blood.
I think it's a whole experience for me, like from start to finish. I have to take a Valium. It's a whole thing.
You have to take a Valium to get,
yes.
Really? That bad?
100%. Wait, can I tell you the most Valium I've ever taken to have blood drawn? I've taken like five milligrams, so like 25 milligrams. When I was auditioning for Amazing Race, they had to do like all these shots, all this blood work, all these like crazy tests, and I literally had to take like 25 milligrams of Valium to get through the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, I was, like, barely awake but still crying, you know?
I was afraid. Pass the drooling. And Doc, just keep going.
Like, I can barely talk.
Like, coming out of anesthesia. Like, everybody takes video of their friends coming out of anesthesia. Like, I'm my husband.
And, you know, like, it's just not such a big deal with me. Like, I don't think it hurts. Like, they, because I'm a bigger.
Well, you're a pro.
I have bigger, I'm a big guy, so it's hard for them to find a vein. So they have to, like, stick me five times
done.
So who are you to make the decision that they're only doing one stick and done? You're the patient. You know what I mean?
It's
so
my
body.
So
what do they say? That you have to, well, fine, you have to come back now.
That's fine, but we're not doing it again. Like, you
wouldn't
can't
you rather
do
get it over with?
No, or knock me out.
Knock you out to take
anesthesia? It's not that bad.
You got some, like, laughing gas back there? I don't know.
Text message from 336, first-time texter, says, before I became a nurse, I worked in a lab and drew blood all day long. Loren is one of those patients that we would dread getting.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to the actual blood draw, we use a bigger gauge needle than what they request.
No, that's not nice, 336.
Here's what we want to know, though. Let's take it away from the needles. Let's take it away from the blood. Good luck today, Loren. What time are you doing it so that we can all think about you?
I have to leave here at 10.
What time you? I mean, you have to leave here at 10 because you're going to go in the parking lot and pop back a bunch of pills.
Probably.
Calm down.
What time are you getting the blood drawn?
I would say probably around 11:30.
So what are you leaving here at 10 for?
Yeah, what do you have to leave right after?
Because you have to, like, meet with the doctor and everything else. Then your blood is at the end of your appointment. So it's like, it's a physical.
No, you're up to something. What are you up to? You're going to drive around and meditate? It's fine. Whatever you do.
I am going to take Valium. I can assure you of that.
Oh my gosh.
I need some time for that to kick in.
And that probably messes your blood work up, too.
I can't take... No, I have a prescription for it. But I can't take the Valium here and then drive on the Valium.
No.
So I have to drive there, take the Valium, wait for it to work, then meet with the doctor, then get my blood drawn. It's a whole thing.
The nurse, by the way, the only person that when she gets blood drawn, they have to wheel her in on a wheelchair.
I know. I'm like, oh, this poor
I
victim.
I wish she could put me on a gurney, let me go to sleep, and just do it while I'm out.
Like, it's unbelievable that you have this fear of needles that bad.
Yeah,
that's what we want to talk about. Take away the needles, unless that's what you're afraid of. But we want to know, like, what is it that you are, like, uncontrollably freaked out about in your life? 704-570-9595. Like, your irrational fear, I guess we would call it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you so fearful about that, like, you sweat, start getting a headache like Loren's doing? You hate it so much. Give us a call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you're just tuning in, Loren's got to do it today. She's freaked out about it. She's not happy, but we all have to do it. Loren, what are you doing?
Yep, I've got a physical and I have to give blood.
And the text messages coming in are making you feel what? Much better, right?
No. The last one I read, somebody got stabbed 6 times, and I'm pretty sure that's attempted murder.
It's just an itty-bitty needle.
2 very inexperienced nurses stuck me 6 times, 3 in each arm. I freaked out and kicked one of them. I was 21.
Yeah. You know, this all stems back from, you know, the hepatitis B series that you have to get growing up. I decided after getting 2 of the 3 that I didn't, like, I was done with it. I was like, I don't know, 10 or whatever, how old you are. And my mom took me, she lied to me and told me we were going to McDonald's and then pulled up in the doctor's office.
That's like what people do with dogs.
Like, I know.
Come on, Rover, we're going to go to the park. And then they jump in the car or you throw a bone in the crate.
Well, when we got to the doctor's office, I'm like, I'm not going in. And I jumped a fence and ran down like 3 lots and wouldn't get in the car. My dad had to come and get me and drag me into the doctor's office hold me down while they administered the damn shot.
And by the way, weren't you 22 when that happened?
No, but I'm sure it did happen again in my 20s.
A lot of people are deathly afraid of different things. It's not just needles. And that's what we want to know at 704-570-9595. Like, what are you deathly afraid of, Ashley and Boone?
Oh, my God. My fear is flying.
Really?
Why?
Like, it's hard. My 25th birthday, my friend surprised me with a trip to Boston. But the only way I can go is to fly. And so we go out to Charlotte, prep up, have a couple beers. It's okay. And I realize, crap, countdown goes. We got an hour and a half. I take a bar and a half. And I'm walking to the airport. A bar and a half. Xanax.
A bar is Xanax. Oh. Yeah, Xanax bar.
And I got my bags and everything. I'm walking, carrying a pillow pet. 25 years old, bawling the whole time. Freaking out. I'm going to cry. Everybody stop me at the airport. Is she okay? Can she go? It gets worse. I slow down. Kids are staring at me. One kid, I kick his thing, his suitcase because he keeps on staring at me wondering what's wrong with this full-grown lady. And I finally stand in line.
She kicks the suitcase. Down. What are you looking at, kid?
Yeah, she's on every single medication and drunk.
Yes, and the lady's like, oh, she's fine. She's just on an airplane for the first time. She's on her meds. She's like, oh, we got a seat for her.
Ashley,
she's
did you make it?
Yes, after having to slow down the airplane for about 20 minutes. And the lady across from me buys me another drink. I finally pass out before the train goes off.
Oh my
gosh. Wake up full ride. I wake up with my head on the window and all I see is this ground and clouds. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And the lady across from me looks at me. She's like, I want to buy her another drink.
Knock her back out.
Meanwhile, like when I'm on a plane, I'm hoping for turbulence so it's a bit fun, you know, something a bit different.
Make this boring ride a little more fun.
Oh. This is Carrie in Lancaster. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so what is your irrational fear of?
Well, I'm all in with Lorraine on the needles thing because that's a whole other episode. But snakes really just, I will have a panic attack, so.
Snakes. Roy, you don't like snakes.
Yeah.
Hey, Lorraine, if you want to come down and have some drinks, you're a better woman than I am because if they told me I had to go have blood drawn, I just wouldn't show up.
Carrie, so, my gosh.
Oh, you know what's coming. Run.
I wasn't showing up without a prescription.
You know, and you know, Manny, how you say you never want to know if you're sick or not. Meanwhile, when I go to the doctor, I'm like, let's just do a full panel, see what's happening.
Shouldn't you draw more blood?
I'm going to check it all. Oh, let's talk with Sarah Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What are you deathly afraid of? Like our friend Loren is deathly afraid of needles.
I'm scared to death of breaking my nose.
Interesting.
Have you broken your nose before?
No, but for like, I've like heard of other people breaking their nose and they say like sometimes to like set it, you have to like re-break it again. Like, and I don't know. It just sounds horrible and I'm scared to death of breaking my nose.
Oh, okay.
Have you taken measures to protect your nose in certain situations, like at a baseball game, like if you go to the Knights game, or if you're involved in something that might break your nose, do you cover your nose?
No, I don't, but I probably should.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Loren, a 13-year-old wants to give you support.
Jaden, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, when I was 3 years old, I had a kidney transplant, and I had to go in every month and get labs drawn. So I just thought it'd be good to give Lorraine some encouragement, because if I can do it and I'm 13 years old, I'm sure Lorraine can do it.
See, Lorraine. Tough it up.
I know. You're the best.
And then and on December 5th, we're doing our Secret Santa for Levine Children's Hospital, yeah. And they bring kids in, and we get to meet all these awesome patients and their parents who are there, and these kids who are getting the fight of their life and kicking cancer's butt and such.
And here I am just complaining about getting blood drawn today. Well, now I feel terrible.
Thanks, Jaden.
Oh.
Somebody's afraid of their contacts.
Okay, this is Christine in Gastonia. I could probably get behind this. Christine?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're afraid of your contact lens?
Yeah, so I didn't get glasses until, like, after my senior year of high school. And then after, like, 3 years of having glasses, I finally got my contact. And I actually had a panic attack in the eye doctor when they were trying to get me to put them in. And then occasionally they'll, like, fold up and roll up in my eye. And I'm just completely...
Christine.
I'm in belief that they will go behind my eye.
Christine, you are setting me up right now to give a plug to the great Dr. Moziani. Thank you, Loren, at Providence Eye and Laser Specialist. It is time for LASIK.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm only 23.
It's okay.
Young.
It's okay. My wife was only 28 when she got it done. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Go check them out. ProvidenceEYU.com. Thank you.
Okay. How much volume I would need?
For LASIK?
Yeah.
None. It's so easy. I'm telling you real quick because we got to wrap up, but JT's got a weird one. Last one.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So I'm deathly afraid of taxidermy.
I can totally understand that.
Explain.
They're kind of creepy.
Explain.
So, like if it's just like a deer head or something on the wall, that's cool. But like anything that's big at all, like a bear or a buffalo or anything like that, just like I start sweating. I can't talk. I can't move. I just anytime I see him, I just freak out.
I have a friend who's, and I won't say her name because they live here, whose mom wants to have their dog taxidermied when it passes away.
Oh my gosh, that's so creepy.
She's like, we'll just stuff it like a teddy bear and then he can be around forever.
No.
Like, wow.
No. You could do that for Woofer, your dog.
Woofer's at the vet.
I'm looking for the name of it, like what the fear of taxidermy is called, and I don't even know if I can find it anywhere, bud.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's like a legitimate thing or not.
Yeah, it should be.
It's got to be.
It should be. All right, thanks, JT. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go, Loren. 13-year-old giving you advice, and everybody else is afraid of something.
I know.
So you have that. Okay, coming up after 9. Oh, this is fun. It's National World Toilet Day. So we're naturally going to play the game, Will It Flush? We'll explain in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's funny. Today's National Toilet Day. World Toilet Day, actually, to be precise. It's November 19th, and it's actually to bring awareness to people who don't use toilets on a daily basis. They just don't have the ability. In fact, there's quite a few people. To put it into perspective, the United Nations actually was sanctioned at one point to, like, have a whole sanitation wing of the United Nations that goes to different countries and different villages and towns and tries to propose, you know, clean sanitation and toilets.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that every time you flush today, you know, remember there's a lot of people out there that don't actually get to use the toilet. And in fact, Clever Trevor, our digital intern, told us a little while ago that he had an emergency once and got ran out of the car and just went into the barn.
Yeah.
And did his business there.
Yeah, I had no other choice. It was better for me to do what I had to do on the ground than to do it in my pants and have my underwear sticking to me.
Thank you for that. You never let us down.
Yeah.
Hey, in honor of the World Toilet Day, we're going to play a game. We've played it here before. We're going to play a game. We need someone to call right now. It's 704-570-9595. We don't have a prize, but you could play Will It Flush? I'll head into the men's room, and I've got, what is this, Loren?
It's a piece of a rice cake.
A rice cake?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a pretty good size rice cake, and we'll see if that flushes. I've got a penny.
Okay.
I've got a bolt, and I got a 9-volt battery. All those objects. The rice cake, a penny, a bolt, and a 9-volt battery. We're going to play a round of Will It Flush.
Okay.
So I'll go into the men's room. You guys get somebody on the phone, and if they guess correctly, we'll ding them. I don't know. Like I said, we don't have a prize.
Yeah, sure. It'll be fun.
It's our way of celebrating, right, Roy?
Yeah, of course. 704-570-9595. Let's play a round of Will It Flush?
To the men's room.
Coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And so we have a Maney who is currently in the bathroom. Maney, can you hear us?
Hey, what's up? I am. I'm in the stall of the men's room directly across from the Kiss 95.1 studio. We're celebrating National Toilet Day.
Yay, National Toilet Day. And we want to see, will it flush? We have Shannon and Hickory. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. You are going to try to predict, will it flush? Manny, go ahead.
I got a penny here, Shannon. We're going to start off with a penny. I'm going to drop a penny into the toilet, and I want you to tell me, do you think it'll flush, yes or no?
No.
No, it's not. All right, here you go. I'm putting Roy's phone as close to the toilet water as possible so you can hear the clink of the coin, okay?
Okay.
Don't be nervous, Roy.
Okay.
Here we go. Will the penny flush? We'll find out. Oh, my God.
Did it flush?
It's out of here.
Oh, wow.
I would think a penny would be heavy enough to, like, and not, you know what I mean? Like, just heavy enough to go down.
Well, Shannon.
That's what I was thinking.
Shannon was, it was a good point. Like, will the water just go over it, maybe? All right,
I figured
here we go.
It would stick to the bottom and it just stick.
Yeah.
We got a pretty good-sized chunk of Loren's rice cake. Again, thought being maybe it won't flush because it'll just kind of spin around in the toilet.
Yeah, I think it's going to go right down.
Oh, really?
I think it'll go down,
yeah,
too.
I think it's going to go right down. I think it's going to crumble into pieces. It's a rice cake.
I think you're right. It's floating, honestly. It didn't even sink.
Okay.
All right, here we go, rice cake. What you got for us? We'll find out. Here we go.
Oh.
Whoa!
What happened?
Holy cow! I've never been this close to a toilet before.
Did it flush or did it not flush?
It flushed!
Yay! Okay!
Yay!
All right. Next up is a 9-volt battery. They're the square batteries.
Okay.
A little square battery?
Mm. Yeah, will that flush?
No.
All right. Here we go. I'm dropping it in.
The worst idea. Oh,
y'all are going to have all kinds of EPA people on you because you're flushing batteries.
I know.
Good times.
Here we go. Will it flush? 3, 2, 1. 9-volt battery. Y'all, what did Shannon say?
No, she said no, it wouldn't flush.
Give that woman a cigar. It will not flush.
Good. Now pull it out of there.
We're getting a text message at 704. Says somewhere out there, someone from the Charlotte Utilities office is hearing what you're flushing down the toilet and cussing you.
Oh, my God. This is the... Oh, will you tell the person coming in that we're on the radio live? Hey, by the way, this is the least of the things that people are flushing down the toilet on a daily basis.
Sure, sure. Do you want to come back in?
I got this 9-volt battery out of the toilet now somehow, so...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, fish it out. Why don't you fish it out and come back to the studio. Shannon, thank you so much for playing Will It Flush with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show and KISS.
Wake up!
The Manny Roy and Loren Show.
You need to wake up!
Wake up! It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.